Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Keith Greiner of the 43rd Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Greiner, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week, and some important legislation that you've been working on for a long time has finally made its way through the House and is on its way to the governor's desk. And this has to do with drunk driving in Pennsylvania and some methodologies for dealing with the people who are convicted of drunk driving. What's going on here?
Absolutely. DUIs are certainly a huge issue, and unfortunately, we had a young girl that was killed right near my office within a mile here a year and a half ago, and it spurred me on to say, hey, what can we do to protect the lives of these people? And it could have been me that day, quite frankly. And Senator Rafferty had been working for several years on an interlock bill, and nobody in the House really had undertaken this measure, and I decided that I thought it would be a good idea. The senator agreed. He thought also to have a companion bill in the House would be a good idea, and what this program does is requires any offender of a DUI to have an interlock installed on their vehicle, which is a device which you breathe into to prove that you're alcohol-free.
And this is the kind of thing that is not just punitive, it's not just punishing someone who's involved in this, but it's actually offering a bit of a solution, and it can be a good thing.
I think it's in today's society, you know, we often talk about our prisons being filled with people who shouldn't be there. And unfortunately, you know, people do make mistakes and they do have a DUI, and some actually really do need to be in prison. But this in particular allows people to realize they made a mistake. And, you know, rather than going to prison or being in a situation where they have a lot of time tied up, they can use this interlock system, which is rehabilitative. There's a time period on it that they have to use and before it can be removed, but allows them to go to work and allows them to continue to live their lives. And rather than going to prison, and as you said, rather than being punitive, this is actually rehabilitative, and was another reason why I thought this was a great piece of legislation.
And I understand that in states where this is in place now for first offenders, it's been very effective.
Very effective. I work with a DA in Lancaster County, also Craig Stedman. And when you look at the statistics, it's almost close to 50% of the number of lives that are saved in states that have enacted the interlock legislation. And then it's in the ballpark of 20 or so states. And so I really did think, you know, the hard facts are there. We're not even speculating. And certainly you're going to see a real positive change here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And this is sort of a triumph of cooperation. I understand that you worked with the Senate on this.
Anytime you have legislation like this in Harrisburg, you got to work collectively and you got to work together as a team. And Senator Rafferty was great to work with. I know he's worked on it for several years. Our staffs worked on it well together. And in addition, I worked with Chairman Taylor on the Transportation Committee, Chairman Marsico on the Judiciary Committee. And we had a task force, actually, that we had set up, bipartisan. And I think that was really helpful. And that particular bipartisan commission, we actually met in West Lampeter Township in my office building to discuss DUI issues. Certainly this bill was the highlight of that meeting, but we're not finished. I mean, we're going to try to look at other bills, and we continue to do so. And I think that this is a great first step in trying to get our state more in line with others concerning DUI legislation.
And I understand it went back to the state Senate. Where's it headed now?
Headed to the governor. The tragedy is just unbelievable to lose a loved one, you know, through an incident like this. But hopefully this is one bright spot and they can look at this as a positive. And I'm expecting the governor is going to sign this hopefully here next week.
Representative Greiner, thanks for this report. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Keith Greiner.